KJAN Sports.
KJAN Sports is brought to you this morning by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference. Well, checking sports this morning. First in high school sports, lots of it around the area last night. The Council Bluffs Boys Track Invitational, hosted by Abraham Lincoln and Thomas Jefferson last night, saw Glenwood win the team title with 146 points. Lewis Central at 136 was second. Clarinda third with 123.5 points. Atlantic placed fourth with 81 points. Underwood was fifth. Among the individual champions, Glenwood picked up wins from Silas Bales in the 200 meters, the 4x100-meter relay, and the shuttle hurdle relay were winners. Lewis Central got titles in the distance medley, the sprint medley, the 4x800 relay, and Ethan Eichhorn in the 1600 and 3200 meters. Atlantic's Craig Allen Becker won the 800-meter title last night. Audubon's Gavin Smith won the 110 hurdles and the 400 hurdles, while Clarinda fared well in the field events, with Grant Jobe winning the discus, Isaac Jones the high jump, Michael Scholl the long jump, and Logan Green was second in the shot put event. Also, boys track last night at the ADM Tiger Relays. It was ADM winning with 190.5 points. Boone was runner-up with 118. Grinnell, Winterset, Carroll, and Kemper Catholic round out the top six. Torrey Feldman of Carroll was a winner in the long jump there. At the Waukee Boys Track Invitational, the Division A team score saw Pella win with 147 points. Dallas Center Grimes second with 120. Carlisle third. Trainer was fourth, while Harlan placed fifth. For Trainer, they got wins from Todd Peterson in the 400 meters, Cole Dooley in the 3200, Noah James in the 400 hurdles and the high jump, while Harlan's Aiden Hall won the 100 meters and Will Newharth took the 200-meter title. At the Clark Goose Boys Track Invitational last night, Central Decatur won the Class A team title with I-35, Clark, Albia, and Nottoway Valley the top five. Nottoway Valley's Doug Berg won the 3200 for Southwest Valley. Marshall Knapp won the high jump. East Union took the title in the Class B division with Bedford the runner-up. On the girls' side of the track and field last night, Glenwood Ram Relays saw Glenwood win the title with 137 points. Harlan at 101 was second. Lewis Central third with 100 points. Carlisle and Abe Lincoln tied for fourth. Atlantic placing sixth with 80 points last night. Glenwood won four events, grabbing the team title as Emma Hughes won the 1500. Carly Klemmer took the 100 hurdles. Abby Hughes won the 400 hurdles. The Rams also took the 4x800 relay. Harlan got wins in the 4x4 in the distance medley. Lewis Central had a good number of wins with Maddie Bergman in the 100 meters and the long jump, the 4x100 relay, the 4x200 relay, and at Ziri Medina in the high jump. For Atlantic, their only win on the night came from Taylor McCready. She grabbed the 3,000-meter title. Atlantic also grabbed second in the distance medley, the 4x8 and the 4x400-meter relays. Creston's Kelsey Field swept the podium in both the discus and the shot put last night. At the ACGC Lady Charger Track Invitational, it was ACGC winning their home meet with 123 points. Audubon with 104 points was the runner-up. Panorama, Earlham, and Cam, the top five teams. ACGC, the winner last night, is Georgia Hoover, won the 400 meters. Riley Sloss took the 1,500 and the 3,000 titles. Emma K. McLean won the 400 hurdles. Chloe Largent won the high jump, and the 4x800 relay also a winner for ACGC. For Audubon, they got wins from Elizabeth Zeiger in the discus. The shuttle hurdle relay team was a winner, and the sprint medley relay team a winner. Also, Cam's Molly Van Tyker took the shot put title last night. At the Tri-Center Girls Track Invitational, Carroll and Trainer tied for the top team spot with 111 points each. Underwood with 88 was third, Denison and St. Albert the top five. Also, at the individual winners included Shea Sinnard of Carroll with the 100-meter and the long jump titles, Hannah Jorgensen in the 200, Madison Tuning in the 100 hurdles, Marie Day in the 3,000. Also, Carroll got wins in the 4x1, the 4x2, and the distance medley relay. For Trainer, they picked up wins in the sprint medley, the 4x4 relays, and Stella Umphreys won the discus. St. Albert got wins from Carly McKeever in the 400 meters, Lauren Williams in the 400 hurdles, and Allie Petrie in the high jump. Tri-Center's Peyton Pogge was a winner in the 1,500 meters last night. At the Shenandoah Philly Relays, it was Shenandoah winning the title with 124 points, just ahead of Riverside, who had 121. Red Oak was third. Essex and Fremont Mills round out the top five. Shenandoah got wins from Brenna Gottfried in the 800 meters, Christine Johnson in the 1500, Sarah Morales in the discus and the shot put. Phillies also won the shuttle hurdle relay. Riverside had five event wins on the night. Veronica Andrew-Shishin wins the 100 meters and the 100-meter hurdles. The Bulldogs also grabbed relay wins in the 4x1 and the 4x400-meter relays. Also moving over to golf, Atlantic was a winner at the Lewis Central Boys Golf Tournament at Fox Run yesterday. Atlantic shooting a 329 team score to easily pick up first place. St. Albert, the runner-up at 352. Fremont Mills, 365 for third. Creston and Glenwood round out the top five. Atlantic had four top 10 individual finishes in grabbing that team title as Dre Newell led the way, shooting a round of 80 for third place overall. Lane Nelson was fourth with an 80 as well. Braden Smith was fifth with an 82, while Garrett McLaren shot an 87, good for eighth place in that meet yesterday. In other boys' golf yesterday, Clarinda beating Griswold 201 to 250. Carter Larson of Clarinda with a 45 had the low round. Coon Rapids Bayard also had a fifth-place finish at the Des Moines Christian Tournament yesterday. Also in duels, it was Missouri Valley over Riverside, 180 to 201. Ethan Reeks of Riverside shot the low round of 39. Tri-Center beat AHSTW, 175 to 188. Grant Way of Tri-Center had the low round of 40. Also yesterday in girls' golf action at the Shenandoah Philly Golf Invitational, it was Shenandoah winning with a 383 total. Creston at 394 was the runner-up. Glenwood, Denison, St. Albert round out the top five teams. Riley Driscoll of Creston was the medalist with a 77. Maria Gromitas of Creston shot 92 for second place. Shenandoah's Morgan McCargle was third. Hallie Wheatley of Shenandoah fourth. And Jocelyn Cheek of Harlan placing fifth in that meet yesterday. Also in girls' golf yesterday, it was Tri-Center over AHSTW, 227 to 246. Allie Myers of AHSTW had the low round of 46. Missouri Valley topping Riverside with a 251. Riverside didn't have a full team score. Henley Arbaugh, Mo Valley, shot the low round of 57. Also, Essex defeated Griswold, 234 for Essex, and no team score for Griswold in that meet yesterday. Also in high school sports locally, in girls soccer action, it was Atlantic defeating Grandview Christian 2-1. Lindy Eblin and Ireland Gundy each had a goal and an assist for Atlantic yesterday. AHSTW beat Riverside 5-0. It was East Sac County over Logan Magnolia 8-0. Denison over Creston 3-2. Glenwood topping Harlan 8-0. Knoxville beating Nottoway Valley, West Central Valley 1-0. Lewis Central over Omaha South 4-1. In boys soccer, it was Riverside over AHSTW 4-1. Logan Magnolia beating East Sac County 5-1. Glenwood over Harlan 3-0. Denison beating Creston 3-2. And Sioux City North over Lewis Central 1-0. In girls tennis last night, Harlan edging Audubon 5-4. Kemper Catholic 5-4 over Boone. Red Oak beat Southwest Valley 9-0. Glenwood over Sergeant Bluff Luton 7-2. Also in boys tennis yesterday, Harlan defeating Audubon 6-0, Southwest Valley 9-0 over Red Oak, Glenwood a 6-0 winner over Sergeant Bluff Luton, and Denison Sleswig beating Bishop Heelan Catholic 9-0. Well, three different women's golfers earned medalist honors this week, and each is being honored by the Missouri Valley Conference. Brooke Newell of Missouri State, Taylor Ledwine of Bradley, they're this week's Missouri Valley Conference Golfers of the Week. For Newell, she carded a 75 in the final round of play to win the ORU Spring Invite at the club at Indian Springs Tuesday. Over the course of her three rounds, Newell shot 71, 68, and 75, a 214 that blew away the tournament field as she finished with an 8-stroke advantage on Junie Caw of Tarleton State. Overall, MSU carded a 900 to finish second among the seven teams in that field. The Bears just 2 strokes behind Little Rock, who won that event this weekend. A special first-time sports partnership brings new and expanded options for fans to watch live coverage of Drake Relays competition coming up this month on April 22nd through the 24th, including live TV coverage of high school division competition. Many top high school student-athletes will compete in track and field events on Thursday, April 22nd, but with a limited number of spectators allowed at Drake Stadium, family and friends are encouraged to watch live coverage that will be televised on Mediacom's statewide TV channel. Mediacom's telecast will be available to all Iowa subscribers. They'll have live streams and live Mediacom coverage all throughout those several days of the Drake Relays. Iowa basketball coach Fran McCaffrey hopes the transfer portal will help the Hawkeyes add another big man for next season. National Player of the Year Luca Garza is gone, and backup center Jack Nungy transferred to Xavier.
You know, we obviously have to address the post position, you know, with Luca graduating and Jack leaving. So that's a priority.
The only experienced center is Josh Ogundele, who appeared in 8 games this past season. McCaffrey will have plenty of names to consider. As of this week, nearly 1,300 players were in the transfer portal, and given the rule transfers immediate eligibility has created a bit of free agency.
There's nothing wrong with the old rule, but everybody was in a big hurry to change it, and this is what we have. And so, again, rules change, laws change, we adjust. So it's going to be a different look for pretty much everybody.
And also women's basketball news. Iowa State women's basketball head coach Bill Fenley announced the addition of Nymer Due, a 6'1 freshman forward, transfer from Butler. She hails from Marshall, Minnesota, and graduated from Sioux City East High School. In one season at Butler, Due averaged over 5 points and nearly 3 rebounds and 1 block shot per game, appearing in 16 games, starting 10 of those. Due will have 4 seasons of eligibility remaining. That's Check of Sports here this morning.